4 HKX mobile. Patrick, M4 ZLK mobile.
Hey Shane, how are you doing this evening?
Right direction, so I'm doing better.
I'm heading that way myself.
Seemed to have heard you a little while ago. A couple hours ago, it seemed you said you were headed into a black hole. So I thought you would have been home by now.
Home, and then I forgot that I had to go to my grandfather's and take some stuff over to him, so I had to go back out, and that's where I'm just leaving there, heading home now.
Very good. How far does your grandfather live from you?
Maybe 5 to 8 miles.
Short hop after all the driving you do.
I could just walk there, but I'm not going to try it.
We used to live maybe 15 to 20 minute drive from where I work, and I was going to Atlanta. Well, when I first moved into driving the bigger trucks, I was driving to Atlanta, and it was like, man, that's a long drive down here. And then we moved, and I have a 45-minute drive to home. And the next time I went to Atlanta, I was amazed at how quick it seemed to take.
Amazing how quick you can get used to that. That's just like my drive home in the afternoon or the morning. I really don't think a whole lot about them anymore.
Well, neither. It is kind of a far drive from where I work, but once I'm there, it's so worth it. When I'm home and on the weekends or when I have time off, it's definitely worth being out there. And I know people that mileage or as the crow flies, they don't live that far from where they work, but they sit a lot in traffic and take almost as much time just trying to get through traffic.
That's what you mean, and no thank you, I'll pass on that.
Be moving down the road than sitting in traffic. Unless I'm getting paid, then I don't really care. That seems to make a difference, too.
It's amazing how that will change your perspective on things.
Hope you had a good day today, and hope your week went well.
Today I worked over at my buddy's shop, helped him for a little while, and then I had to go to the shipping yard and pick up some more stuff and drive truck back and all that, so then they had their Christmas party, so we shut down a little early over there, so I ate way too much at lunchtime today.
Easy to do, especially when there's a lot of treats for the time of year, the holiday treats.
I've been used to eating just a ham and cheese or a bologna and cheese sandwich for, I don't know, the last 30 years for lunch. And it seems like I sit down to eat anything much more than that, and I feel like misery afterwards.
Hey, when I was younger, I would pack 3 sandwiches and some kind of snack, you know, and I wouldn't even get halfway through the day, and I was already starting on the first sandwich. Now, I don't even get French fries. I'll get a club sandwich or something. That's plenty, and sometimes more than I need. I can't even eat the French fries, and it's just too miserable afterwards.
I usually have, like I said, a bologna and cheese sandwich or ham and cheese or turkey and cheese, something like that. And that's it for lunch and, you know, something to drink. And I'm moving on. So I can't eat much more than that.
I think we're about the same age. I think that's what happens as we start putting a few years behind us. I know we're not way up there yet, but we're catching up on some of them.
I'm not as young as I used to be. Let's put it that way.
Surprise for lunch today. My son called me, my youngest son. He got off early. And I was down Whitehorse Road in Berea, and he was getting off on 85 at Whitehorse. And he lives up in Travelers Rest or Marietta. He was headed that way, and he asked me if I'd stop and eat lunch with him. So I enjoyed that.
A great surprise. It seems like I don't see mine at all since he moved out or talked to him. He moved out in April, and I bet I ain't seen him or talked to him a handful of times.
I'd like to keep contact with my kids. One of my daughters, her husband live up in Fletcher, and They have their own life up there. It's fine. You know, they come down pretty regularly, and I catch myself sometimes forgetting about them because they're, you know, they post stuff a lot on social media, so I keep up with them that way. And my other daughter, she's single, so she, you know, keeps in contact with me a lot more regularly because she'll have questions about stuff or just want to talk. But sometimes I realize I need to call Gabrielle because it's been a little while.
Mine with his work schedule, I never know when to call and when not to. He's working so much overtime and works graveyards that I just can't keep up with it. So I just have to send him a text, hey, you awake or whatever. So it's been a challenge learning how to deal with all that.
Keep at it, though. Just like I told myself, I know my dad used to say, he said a couple times, you never call me, or you know, he wasn't good at relationships. And one thing I decided when I became a parent, like, I'm going to be the adult, I'm going to be the parent, even when we're all adults, I'm going to try to make sure I keep initiating that relationship. It's just part of being the parent, you know, it makes a difference, I think.
Sure it does. Yeah, all I hear from my family is, well, you don't ever call, you never come by. I'm like, well, I'm working, you're not, y'all are all retired, you never call me unless you need something. So, I mean, I don't know, I'm not the best at relationships either because of the way I was raised, so I don't know what to say.
Family, that's why we pick our friends, because we can't pick our family. Because I know some of the ones I have, I don't know if I would have picked them at all.
I love my family to death, but sometimes I want to choke them.
Now, that last comment I made about my family, it wasn't about my kids and their spouses. I love them to death. It's a whole different... We've managed to cultivate a whole different relationship with them on purpose. We made sure, but my extended family, you know, my siblings and such, that's a different story.
Pretty much to understand what you mean there. My only full-blooded brother, he passed away several years ago. And then my half-brother, he and I, we don't see eye to eye on anything. And then my stepsister, she lives in Texas, so I never talk to her hardly at all unless it's the holidays or anything, something like that. But Dad lives, I don't know, he probably lives about 15 miles from here, about 10, 15 minutes. So, but I still don't go see him or anything like that because he's so hard to be around. He's always so negative and derogatory toward everybody.
Can you hear me, Patrick? N4ZLK. I'm not sure. I think you finished.
I can hear you. I don't know what's going on with the repeater. Somebody set on their mic or something.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, I understand. It was the same situation. My dad passed away in 2005, so it's not a good thing to say, but I hate to say it, but it almost became easier. And he'd been sick for a while, but it was just the whole... It wasn't just that. It wasn't from him being sick. There was years and years of stuff. But anyway, I won't get into all that. N4ZLK.
Yeah, that's probably not good to get over the radio. We'd have to meet in person to talk about that one. But yeah. Well, Shane, you be careful on into the house. I haven't reached the house now, so I'm going to go on in and get me some supper and spend some time with the wife. So you be careful, and I will talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
7-3, Patrick. Have a good evening, and if I don't talk to you, Merry Christmas. N4ZLK Mobile.
Hoo hoo hoo!